Blog Talk Radio.
For Truth Sound Health Options show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Wow, congratulations. You mean like the birds are out and the grass is, you know, the peach trees are blooming or something's blooming?
Well, it was raining bad and now the sun's come out. So it's a beautiful day.
Nice.
And I probably should quit telling you about all the rain we're having because you have none. Okay, I'll shut up about that. We are doing a Direction for Truth. It is a bi-monthly show. We trade off with Happy Hour every Tuesday evening. On Direction for Truth, we look at your leaders and people in the know and people who should be doing the best by you and do their vocal print. And then on the odd week, we ask for volunteers from the audience. Had a great show last Tuesday about cholesterol and the liver. I learned a lot by doing all the research for the show. I learned a lot by doing this show. We're going to examine Edward Snowden and find out why he released all those government records, what was his motivation, and we're going to look at Hillary Clinton, and that was an eye-opener for me. So we'll be showing all of that information as we simultaneously broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and Richard takes care of all that. Do you have a chat going on over there, Richard?
Yes, I do, and we can get to for people that are just listening or on WebEx, you can get to everything by going to soundofoptions.com, clicking on the radio button, and for this show, you can click on the Directions for Truth. And there will be a link there to go to the WebEx chat or the phone number, which is 347-850-1407, to call in and listen over at Blog Talk Radio. And if you really want to go into Blog Talk Radio, you can also go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Sherry Edwards and log in over there and chat with me in text, as well as listen to the show online.
As well as give us your opinion, because we're going to be talking about opinions. We're going to talk about what is truth anyway? And that's one of the reasons we do this show. We use a software that I developed, created. It's free on our website, soundhealthoptions.com, under downloads, under NanoVoice. And when you get to NanoVoice, if you're going to follow along with us and watch, be sure to download that nice chart about the vocal print and what each of the frequencies of your voice means. We're going to be using that this evening as well as opening up the NanoVoice and giving you lots more information. The description of this and what we're doing tonight, do all of us ever see the truth the same way? What is truth to one may be a total lie to someone else. Some think that Edward Snowden is a traitor. Some call him a hero. Some think Hillary would make the best president. Others wouldn't vote for dog catcher. So who's right? How can you find out what's behind all of the huff and puff, bull and bluff? We're going to be looking at different octaves of people's voice this evening. We're going to be using the Nano Voice. I'm going to open one. I thought I had one already up here ready to go. Guess I don't. I'll move it over so everyone can watch. This is a neat part about the simultaneous broadcast, so people can watch what we're doing. And you're looking at a blue screen divided up into 6 octaves and 12 notes, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth. Do you remember this part, Richard? And I hope I'm lining this up right. That's not totally lined up.
Wow, I forget about that part. I don't see that very often. That's great.
I'm going to move this.
For those on Blog Talk Radio who aren't watching what Sherry's doing, she's bringing up a chart that shows what each row represents in terms of non-reality, fantasy, childlike thinking.
And we're going to fill these in by listening to some of these people talk. I had a lot of trouble doing this with Hillary because they've caught on. They've caught on to what we are doing. Let's listen to Edward Snowden first. I want to ask a couple of questions, though. Truth is often just your opinion, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
And whose truth is it anyway? That's kind of why I read that whole scenario. Oh, ouch. I don't know who opened their mic, but boy, that hurt my ears.
That hurt, yeah.
So how do we get our truth? From TV, from reading, from thinking, from life, from gossip, from neighbors? And we argue with people and we get politically involved with what's going on. And politics and religion are biggies for people to argue. So we thought before we give you all of this people striving to have their own truth about what's going on, I found a little article. And then I have a, that's the wrong one. And this is about what to do if someone politically disagrees with you. One is hold your temper. But with that, tell me why, Richard, if you have an opinion here, why people always want to be right. You know, some things just aren't worth arguing about. And if somebody doesn't agree with you, why would you
back?
Pardon?
I didn't. You had dropped out. I didn't hear any of that part. I heard you when you said if I had an opinion, and then everything dropped out after that.
How to deal with friends who have different political views. So if somebody has a different political view from you, how do you deal with that?
Well, it depends upon the personalities. There are people that we will get together and, have a meal or do something, and we'll argue with each other, but we'll agree to disagree from the get-go. We know that most of our contention with each other is just we're friends, even though we're opposed in some of our beliefs.
So
and then there are other people. Yeah, I guess so. In theory.
So don't let your temper get away with you, which is what you're saying. You're just allowing. The second one is let go and listen to the other person's point of view. You know, interrupting is kind of a very negative, degrading kind of thing. Love your friends and look at their heart first. Oh, please, whoever's doing that with our microphone, please shut it off. Thank you. So listen with your heart instead of your opinion. And don't choose your friends for their politics. Choose the friends, again, for their loving heart, honesty, and reliability. That's the best thing I could come up with on the internet, but I kind of have an opinion. I hate tomatoes. I respect other people who don't like tomatoes, so I wouldn't expect you to make me eat tomatoes. So if you could see opinions, everybody has one, but if you could see them as food preferences, you might be a little more tolerant. And one of the things I always ask is, why do I always have to be right anyway? Why isn't it okay to not be right? Have an answer for that?
I was trying to think. I don't know why we think. Is it because we're coming from a position of being, I don't know what. I don't know why we think we always have to be right. Right and wrong is so based on the context of your life.
Yeah.
So I think it's a tricky category.
Well, whose is it? Like we said, there are people who want Edward Snowden back here so they can just kill him for treason. He was a person who worked for, I don't know, FBI or Homeland Security or one of them, and he had access to a lot of documents that he thought ought to go to the public. And so he gave them to WikiLeaks, and he had to flee the country. He ended up in Russia, where he's still held up there and can't come back. They promised him jail time at least because he took documents that he had access to. He had a high clearance, and he exposed people. One of the people he exposed tremendously was Hillary Clinton, and that was part of why she was so upset and angry with him, because he exposed emails. This may be where she learned her lesson. Exposed emails where she had been pitting Eastern leaders against each other and trying to divide and manipulate. So that may be the crux of what is going on. I'm going to try to get... Go ahead.
I was just going to jump in for a minute and clarify something, that Edward Snowden is not involved with WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is Julian Assange.
Yes.
And Edward Snowden is the guy who worked for the NSA and felt that he wanted the American public to be aware of the process and did acquire documents, air quotes, illegally, and had to leave the country and move to Russia.
Okay, so we're going to play a little bit about of an interview. And because we asked you to vote last week and it was an absolutely even vote, that's why we're doing both, Edward Snowden and a presidential candidate. So this is Edward Snowden, and he's talking to John Oliver, who's really a comedian, but I don't know how this interview came about. This was done just less than a month ago.
Why did you do this?
The NSA has the greatest surveillance capabilities that we've ever seen in history. Now, what they will argue is that they don't use this for nefarious purposes against American citizens. In some ways, that's true. But the real problem is that they're using these capabilities to make us vulnerable to them and then saying, well, I have a gun pointed at your head. I'm not going to pull the trigger. Trust me.
So what's the NSA you want look like? Because you applied for a job at the NSA.
Right.
So you clearly see an inherent value in that shadowy organization.
I worked with mass surveillance systems against Chinese hackers. I saw that, you know, these things do have some purpose.
And you want your spies to be good at spying, to be fair.
Right. What you don't want is you don't want them spying inside their own country. Spies are great when they're on our side, but we can never forget that they're incredibly powerful and incredibly dangerous, and if they're off the leash, they can end up coming after us.
One of the things that Edward Snowden released was an agreement with England, I do believe, that you spy on our country and we'll spy on yours, and then we'll just trade information. Because in both countries, you're not allowed to spy on your own people. The other was the big rage about they're listening, they're tapping into your phones, they're listening to your, or looking at your emails. This is what came out of this with Edward Snowden, and I think I don't have it moved over enough. Okay, what happens here with all of these notes, C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, and all, is that there are octaves. Like C is 130 cycles per second, but also 260 cycles per second. So it's in different octaves. And we can look at how many times in a person's voice they said a certain note. And this little handy-dandy program will keep track of it. Just like notes in a song. How many notes of C is in this song, or F sharp, or whatever. We also look at the colors. Red is reactive, spontaneous. The yellow is think. The green is do. So you can see with Edward Snowden, he's sort of balanced in his outlook. C and F is left brain, and then F sharp to B is right brain. So he's kind of intellectually left brain, kind of a nerdy kind of person. But he can respond in the notes of A sharp and B because those deal with spirituality, what's right, a love of humanity. He also really likes C sharp, which is about justice. So let's look at his octaves. And this is just a columnar view. And we're looking at 12 notes, C, C sharp, and these little columns sticking, things sticking up in their colors. You can see a copy of this on our website in just a few days if you're over there with Richard on Blog Talk and you're like very lost because you can't see what we're doing. So we're going to go to a numeric listing and show the octaves. He has a double foundation. He has an instinctual gut-level foundation of what's right and what's wrong. There is that 79. 42 is normal. 79, 87. So almost double the gut-level ethics of what he thinks is right. He also has a strong foundation for males, and that's on the left side of his chart. So his instinctual ideas of what's right or wrong are on the right side, the holistic, the whole big picture kind of thing. And his male perspective, I'd almost see this kind of thing in an attorney or somebody who is evaluating a lot. He has a lot of notes in E, but you can see he has very little scattered every place else. There's some here, some in the female. There's a very solid foundation, female foundation, male foundation, and instinctual foundation. He has 23 and 11, about half normal, up in childlike naivete, so he's not naive. And then nothing in fantasy and nothing in reality. Richard, would you interpret these numbers while I run across the room and turn off the light?
Yeah. I think it's really interesting to see it with that chart on the left-hand side showing that he's so interestingly well-balanced on left and right brain, both in the colors but also in the numbers, and that he has a good solid foundation in his male kind of thinking on the left brain, and then he has an interesting counterbalance. And it's very balanced. I mean, his brain is quite balanced, from my view, by looking at the numbers, because his left brain on the male side and his female brain on the right side, I mean, it goes, his brain is really well balanced.
Now, I don't see any nefarious reason for him doing this. He has an 84, which is a really high score in words, but it's 84 and it's very solid. He did this because he wanted people to know. There's 87. This is about humanity and loving humanity, this note of B. And he's open on four octaves. That's his strong point. He did this for the people. That's kind of incredible, I think. We're going to go look at some
Can I jump in there for, let me jump in there for just one second.
Sure.
And say that for me, what's really fascinating about that, I love the addition of the new color bar on the left-hand side, is that when I listen to him talk, he, as my ear hears his voice, he sounds exactly like you're showing me on the chart. And what my real comment was leading to is I'm really surprised for someone who's nerdy as he is. I mean, he's a serious nerd, and yet he's very good with words, and he's very well spoken. He's not like a number of nerds or some sort of Asperger-y or OCD-ish. I mean, he's very smooth and calm and articulate.
And cautious at the same time.
Yeah.
I think he has to be. Okay, in contrast, what can we say about him? That he's solid, that he did it for other people. There's not a lot of ego there. The note of C is ego, and he's 22 at half. It's not his ego. 45, this is for justice. 25, it, score on a note of D, self-approval. Not a lot. D sharp, using words for self-approval. 44, about average. Words for a useful purpose for humanity. 84. He's doing it for a useful purpose. I wanted to show you this very, very solid vocal print because there's some things coming up about Hillary that I think is... There, I don't even have words. Okay, so that you guys can see what all of these notes mean, there is a graph waiting for you. It's on soundhealthoptions.com. Go to Downloads. Go to Nano Voice, which is the first one on the page. And that's the program we're using, but there's also a graph there. If you want to teach this class, use this software to take it out into the public and say, look, if you've got a problem, this little program can probably help you, and here's a chart. So I had a very, very hard time finding anything of Hillary Clinton about her 2016 run that didn't have music behind it. Now, I found, what would that tell you, Richard?
Somebody's paying attention to vocal work.
Yes. The music behind
it,
he can't really do a lot. So here is Hillary through the ages since, I think this starts in 08 maybe. No, she's younger than that. So this is many years that she's announcing she's running or doing this or whatever. And you can listen to some changes in her voice because we're going to look at these.
So the answer is yes, I intend to run. I'm running for president and I'm in it to win it. I'm running for president. I'm back.
Now that one where she says I'm back, that's this year.
I'm starting a listening tour of New York. I'm going to be listening very hard, and I'm going to be learning a lot. And I'm going to be looking for ways to work together with people to help figure out how to meet those challenges of providing quality education.
We recognize it's very critical and crucial.
Listen to all that music behind there. I did finally find one. I think this one is it, where... No, this is the music one, too. This is her tour. One of the things they're saying that she's so out of touch with reality. This is her, I can't seem to find how to get this turned on. This is what she did going to Chipotle's. And, by the way, it came out that they had handpicked all of those people to be there. They had vetted them, so it was all a put-on, but it was kind of friendly, sort of, kind of.
I need to do something, too. I'm running for president.
This is this year.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote. Because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey.
People are going to swallow that. But to be fair, I'm going to present two sides to this. This is, I'm going to put up Hillary in 2008. This is her file. I should make it bigger and get it a little more situated so people can see it. just like Snowden in 2008, she had a strong foundation on the left side, the logical side, but it was a male perspective, a male foundation. Now, that can come along when people's hormones are out of sync, or for women when there's menopausal issues. Okay, so we can understand that. So 28 for ego, 14 for justice, 40 for self-approval, no D sharp, 10 for words, 18 for the note of F, which is a balance between perception and action, and pretty much empty the rest of the way. This is 2008 when she was running against Barack Obama. So it was self-approval issues, but she had some foundation here. We could look at her colors. It's a balance between emotions and intellect. This high, high intellect, this only had 226 hits, high intellect. D is self-approval. You're going to be in shock when you see the next one. This is Hillary when she said, this is this year's announcement, where she said, I'm back, and I want to be your president, and I want to help your social, economic, I want to help you out of your situation. What do you think, Richard?
Wow.
I wanted to say, oh, my God.
Yikes.
Very, very little foundation. 85 in the note of E, almost like Edward Snowden. 41 in the note of D sharp, pretty normal. And D sharp is about information brokering, but empty the rest of the time. And I finally turned it off because she had 497 in fantasy in the note of E. She was delivering fantasy words. In the note of balance between perception and action, 172. You can see I turned it off at 132 hits because it was so obvious that all of her voice was up in fantasy. This is where I let it go. This does show a little more foundation. But we are looking at the note of C, practically nothing. So this isn't a personal egotistical thing. We're looking at the note of C, and there's 32 in foundation, a little less than ideal, but 121 in childlike naivete. So, not for herself, but for some sort of justice that probably somebody else has given her, laid on her somehow. The note of D, self-approval. 28 on her foundation. This woman does not believe she can win this election. Now, with everything she's done to lead up to this, write a book, go on tour, go on all these talk shows, you would think her self-approval was pretty tight in what she's going to do. Look at where her self-approval is. Score of 89 up in childlike naivete. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
That's pretty. I'm kind of surprised, and at the same time, I think that as you go into becoming a presidential candidate, you must be tripping. I mean, another way to put it would be to be in Fantasy Island, because what an amazing concept that you would think that you would. I mean, that's a whole, you know, other angle to be. It would be interesting to look at other presidential candidates early on and see how many of them were in fantasy and still things to, started to lock in.
Well, this,
I'm not defending, I'm just observing.
Yeah, this to me seems like naivete. That childlike naivete that she could win. up in these very high octaves. This is middle C, which we look at as childlike. So she's thinking, I think, with all this behind her with Benghazi and this, and the emails, and she really thinks that nobody's going to remember that. Okay, look over here on the note of E, 20 in foundation. All through this, she has less of a foundation than Edward Snowden, who people think is a traitor or some others think is a hero. But good Lord, look at her score in fantasy, 1,046. The words she was saying, I want to help you, I am like you, I know what your problems are. The words, fantasy, they were all lies. Or fantasies that she could fulfill that promise. I'm just shocked by that score. Her note of F, the balance between perception and action, she has a two, a nothing on her in her foundational level. She skips female foundation, that was a male foundation. She has a score of 52 in childlike naivete. I'd look at this if somebody showed me these two prints, and I'd say this is not even the same person as in 2008. Something has really shifted here. And when she was talking and announcing her candidacy, you could hear her voice laughing. I don't know where that's coming from. If they just told her to put that laugh and giggle in there and make her appear young or sincere, I don't know. But her balance between perception and action, 378, and it's in fantasy land. There's 546 hits here, and you're looking at the score, 1,046. This only picks up four octaves when it's looking at the columns, but it picks up all the octaves when it's looking at numbers. So we look at her columns. It's still blue and yellow, although the yellow, the intellect, is totally depressed, and what comes up the highest is blue, emotional, justice, emotional courage, great and wonderful. But when I see these scores up in fantasy, I just want to say she doesn't even believe in herself. She either needs a vocal coach that'll show her how to get her octave down to a lower level. I am just flabbergasted by this. Any comment, Richard? Did we lose Richard? He's not there at all. We have a quote from Madeline in the chat. I love this, Sherry. She has no understanding or reality of we, the ordinary people, what our lives are like. She hasn't driven a car in 19 years. Said she was broke several years back. Then there is a trail of all the dead people that worked for the Clintons when he was in office. And there's a lot of opinions out there about what's wrong with the Clintons. New book coming out, Clinton Cash, and what they were. George, can you stand the truth? I'm going to go look at that as soon as the show is over. There's a lot of really nice quotes in here. Yeah, she showed, it was all contrived. That's what came out in the news. And she announced, was it yesterday or the day before, that she is resigning from the Clinton Foundation because she got so much flack for taking so much money from foreign dignitaries when she was Secretary of State. And now they're giving her money, and she may be president, and I think we are in deep doggy do here. In all fairness, I would like to look at a person's voice who is for Mrs. Clinton and one that is negative or against. Okay, here are 17 reasons Hillary should not be president. And it says this is not going to play. Let me see. We might have to watch a commercial. Well, it doesn't look like they're even going to allow me to play it. Here are 17 reasons impossible for Clinton to be related. Well, I will go back and get the link because this messed up on me a couple of times before, and I will get the link and go in fresh because I think this is very important. This is from the Daily. Well, it's not even letting me pick up the link now. This is from the Daily Caller. I hate now it's coming in. I hate having, it's going to throw up a commercial here. I know it is. So I will kill the sound while the commercial is going by.
Hey, did you see these coupons?
Now I've lost, there's the sound. It's a commercial about Kroger's and that's fine, well and good. I will put up some of these links for people if they want to go back and do this for themselves. And I would encourage you to do that. Go download the Nano Voice, record these. Looks like there's two different commercials going on here. Record these on Audacity, that's also available on our site.
Hillary this week, as her carefully orchestrated campaign rollout turned into a deluge of punchlines and Chipotle-related mockery. It's been great fun and a refreshing relief from several sad years of reluctance to make fun of President Barack Obama. At the same time, Clinton is more than a comical candidate who cannot possibly relate to regular, normal Americans. She's also entitled and out of touch. The first family detail, Secret Service agents reveal the hidden lives of presidents by Ronald Kessler, lays out episode after episode of rude, insolent, belligerent behavior by Hillary Clinton, which demonstrates she is undeserving of the presidency and unfit to represent the United States. A throng of Secret Service employees and White House staffers spoke very candidly with Kessler, the author of 7 New York Times bestsellers, for the August 2014 book.
Now, that is weird because when this was first up, there was no music behind it. Richard, just listening.
Hey, did you see these coupons? Oh, Kroger, right? Yeah, we...
I'm going to have to kill that. Okay. So, Richard, does this guy have a vocal print like Hillary up in Fantasy? Is he solid? Is he telling the truth? Just from his voice? Now, he chose some words I wouldn't choose. He said comical, a comical candidate. That, to me, would tell me that he doesn't have a very nice opinion of her.
Yeah. And I think he might believe what he's saying. Wow. This is his chart we're seeing? Wow.
Yes. Are you surprised?
I'm very surprised.
A lot of F sharp, a balance between perception and action. But his chart is divided like Snowden's, that from the left perspective, the linear logical, he's all mental. Ego is about halfway up. A balance between, I'm going to do something about what I think is going on. but he has a lot of spontaneousness, the red, the reactive here. And if people want to write to me, the people on Blog Talk Radio that are missing this, I'm going to write this up in a paper and do a comparison so I can send you these charts that we're looking at. Look at his foundation.
Wow.
Are you just floored? Gut level?
I am actually, I had to stand back up. I was laying on the floor.
Wow. Gut level?
Yeah.
Very, very solid foundation from G, which is physical usefulness, over to B, which is love of humanity. And that's on that chart. That's what we're reading from, that one chart we ask you to download. But we look at his male foundation, 38 on ego, so he's not doing this from an egotistical perspective. 7 on C-sharp is not really justice. He's got some other kind of thing going on. His motive is F-sharp. He wants to make things better, bring things together. That's his highest number, 75, double, almost double score. That's his motivation, his intention for doing any of this. 18 on G, 12 on G-sharp, 6 on A, and that's would be for a spiritual reason, although he has a 49 on gut level. It's like this is what he grew up with. This is what his mama told him was the right thing to do. But he believes it. Is it the truth? It is the truth for him. That's the only thing I can say about it. Now, I thought we could experiment, and you guys could begin to see how to make these charts. If we would take an empty chart and listen to the people who are for Hillary Clinton. And this one is just about why don't you leave her alone? Now, this was in, this is not the one I thought about, although I did this one when she tears up. This is the one I showed you, looks partially like the one before. She was very solid and very sincere at that point. But there's one here that says, why don't you leave her alone? Clinton launches second bid. That's not it either. Well, I've lost it. Now I feel like a total fool. This is an election bid. This has the title, Why Don't You Leave Her Alone? We'll just use this one. So I'm going to start it and then go back, move it over, and then go back, and we'll watch the voice come up. For this is 2008.
It's not easy. And I couldn't do it if I just didn't, you know, passionately believe it was the right thing to do. You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know. So, you know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it. And some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures. And it's really about all of us together. You know, some of us put ourselves out there and do this against some pretty difficult...
What is she saying there? She's doing it from her heart. And she does have a lot of blue in the note of C. And that's ego. So in 2008, she was running on ego. Her score is 162, when normal is 42. She has all the middle missing, almost. C-sharp is very low, 18. D is very low, another 18. That's all self-approval stuff. D-sharp missing, E missing, and that's the one that she had thousands on in this election announcement. F is missing, F sharp is missing, G is missing. G sharp is green for a useful purpose. This is taking something and making it useful. You could look at this like F might be an architect who had an idea, drew it up. F sharp's going to make sure that it's all substantial and the water pipes are where they ought to be and that it'll really work. G is going to get that architecture plan into fruition. G sharp is going to make sure that everything works like F sharp. It has the right amount of stairs. It passes all of the inspections. So G is the worker, but the G sharp sort of makes sure the work is done under legal representation or whatever. A is management. A sharp is the mouthpiece of management, and B is the delivery person, sort of kind of, is this going to be good for everyone concerned? Does it fit into the environment? Sort of a protection position. So we look at this, and you can see that was egotistical, 147. But she also has 117. Let's look at the octaves therein. I'll have to move this down a little bit to get it to match. So when we look at that 117, ego, it's in childlike naivete. The 117 is in female foundation. So she does want to do a good job, but she wants to be looked at. She wants it appreciation. It's so satisfying. It's not for justice. It's not other for other people. I'm going to try if we can find this other one that says. Richard, while I'm looking for this, do you have any announcements? We talked about this is the 2016 bid. That's not it. Let me see if I can.
Well,
find
I do have a sort of a thought comment, maybe not exactly, kind of a theory, that it's interesting that we're looking at a woman that in 2008 might have been perimenopausal, premenopausal. And I'm wondering if part of the skew that's happening in her vocal print that we're seeing that she's going from balanced hemispheres, you know, somewhat early on to now kind of a skew because of her hormone effects of, you know, loss of estrogen. She has less estrogen and more testosterone running. And that might be some indication, you know, showing up in her voice from more of a hormonal position rather than a, you know, other position. That's just a thought that I had as I was looking at those charts. I thought, well, that's when she was younger and more hormone active, and now, you know, I forget how old she is, but she's old enough now that she's postmenopausal.
67
and has
or 68, around in there. I think she was born in 47. Here's some people in favor. I don't know if I'd want to play that. Meet the Hookers for Hookers for Hillary. I did find one of a person who was very much in support of Hillary, and I was going to have you guys do the voice, and he was very positive and had a solid foundation too. So we go back to, it's just a matter of opinion, what's going on. But I think the facts speak for themselves. It's their opinion she'd be a good president. It's their opinion that she'd do great by all the people. But look at this. I will find that other one, but right now I just can't. Here's a report about Benghazi. This is Hillary. And Obama standing in the hangar where the bodies of Ambassador Stevens and these three other people that were killed with him, and they are saying, this is awful, it was a video, we're going to get that guy that did that video, we had nothing to do with it. Now it's coming out. No wonder that's too big, it's 120. I'm going to decrease this a little bit. They're both sitting there and are standing there with all of this military and the flags draped over these coffins. Look at what is really happening. This is on our website. This is Hillary saying, this is awful. We will get the guys who did this. It happened because of those awful people and that awful video. And when the paperwork comes out now, and it's dripping out slowly because of Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks and other kinds of people bringing it out, they're saying that Benghazi was nothing more than a gun-running operation for the United States and a way for them to get guns to the wrong side. It wasn't the video. They've proven that it wasn't. They've proven now with Benghazi 13 hours, the people who were there and wrote the book, they were telling the truth. But as early as, well, I think this was maybe November, I can't remember the date of it, when it, this was less than a few months afterwards. She's up here in fantasy land again, 294 in fantasy, and the note of E, so she wasn't telling the truth. And when you see this great big gap, she has two distinct ways of thinking about something. She has a perspective here. Let me bring over, because I'm in a darkened room and I can't really see really well. Richard, does this say minus two right here? I think it does, and that is a male perspective. The minus one is a female perspective. She had a male perspective from fantasy. It was not the truth. She is totally lying. And when this all comes out, and it probably will during this campaign, you can see what was going on. And with Obama, intellectual justice, and he also has big holes in his chart. These charts are very I can't think of this word, literal. They're very literal. And he has big holes in his chart, which means he has big holes in his story about what's going on. We looked at the Benghazi people who wrote the book about what was happening. We looked at Susan Rice and what she was saying about it. It's all a big cooked-up story, and that's one of the things that we can help you look at by looking at the Nano Voice and what's really happening with it. We are going to start a Nano Voice. Richard's gone. He just wrote me a little note that his phone has dropped here, and he's having problems on the other end of the line here. We can teach you this Nano Voice program. We are starting a Nano Voice group. If you want to be part of that, please let us know. We are going to take a person or persons each week, whether it's your vocal print or a vocal print of a celebrity. If you can talk people into it, we can look at compatibilities, but don't bring me some print and want to know if your husband's cheating. You'll have to do that one on your own. Okay, people are saying their microphones are popping. There's something wrong with the sound. Well, one of the there's a thing in the chat said, don't give people any ideas about how to get around all of this. Well, we already have. And showing people how to do this, if they put music behind it, or clicking, or some kind of clapping, or whatever, it really takes me a long time to separate all of that out and get the real stuff. But there is an incredible amount of information that you can glean from a nano voice. I'm going to take a few minutes and put all of these links. I'll do that after we're off the show. I'm going to put those. I don't know even how to get these to Richard. Richard, I will put these links in the chat. So that you can get them to the people on Blog Talk. But we will also be doing all of this. People are writing me notes all over the place. We still can't hear you, Richard. You could try talking. Go ahead. But I'm trying to get these links out to people so they can go do this on her own. I'm also putting up an article about her new staff this year so we can get vocal prints from them. But you can see how people's opinions, not whether it's the truth or not, but it's the truth about what they think. And so the next time you want to get upset with people about their opinions, just remember, do they like tomatoes or do you? That always keeps me from arguing with people. And my mom always taught me that, what is the point? If you win and make somebody mad and upset, what's the point? I just found Hillary's thing positive about running.
I think I'm back, Jerry.
You are, and I was having difficulty trying to answer everything at once here. I did find the positive note that was about her running, so I'm going to put that up, and we'll see if we can. There's no page here, huh? We're not supposed to show that positive thing about Hillary running. It's trying to come up. I will put it in the links for people so they can go look at it themselves. NLP, I don't know what they're talking about in the chat. I haven't been able to pay close enough attention to see what's happening. Oh, I can't get the page up. Maybe we'll do it next week or the week after. I'll bring it to her. I'll post it. But remember these four things that if you're politically at odds with your friends, it just gives you some things to do and to think about. Listen to their hearts instead of their words. Know that they are entitled to an opinion different from yours. Remember, if everyone liked the same hairstyle, the same clothes, it'd be a very dull world. So don't lose your temper. Agree to disagree, as Richard says. And let go and listen to the other person's opinion. There is a story about they wanted this neighborhood. This is a psychological experiment. They wanted this neighborhood to change their ideas about this bridge that was there or something. So they hired these people and they talked to them about what to tell people about this bridge. And they went out and canvassed the neighborhood. Well, the only people's minds that they changed were the people that they paid to go canvass. They didn't change anybody's mind in the neighborhood. So don't be afraid to change your mind and to listen to the other person's perspective. That said, I will not be voting for Hillary simply because I don't believe a word she says, and I think her vocal print proves it. We'll be bringing you other presidential candidates as we go along. If you've got an opinion about any of it and who you want to see first, please just put it in chat or write to me at Sherry Edwards, Sharry Edwards, at Gmail, and we'll go from there. And thank you for listening. I'm sorry you had trouble, Richard, but would
you... I seem to finally be back now. I'd vote for Snowden. That's what I'm saying. Let's elect Snowden. I like his voice.
Yes, he's very solid.
Very.
Can you tell people how to listen to this on Stitcher?
You go to Stitcher.com, or on either Android or iOS devices, you can go to the your appropriate app store and download the app for free called Stitcher. And then you can pull it, go to Stitcher and search for Sherry Edwards, and all the shows will appear there. And when you pull up a show, there's social media sharing buttons right on the show that you're listening to, so that you can either email it to a friend or post it to your Facebook page or put it out on Twitter. And you can also do similar at iTunes, although it's a little more arduous for those that are iTunes-oriented. You can go to, into the iTunes podcast section and search for Sherry Edwards, and all the shows are there as well. I like Stitcher a lot because it's very user-friendly, and it's a great way of tracking a bunch of things that you can then play on your phone easily.
We have a correction from George. He says, Snowden had documents sent documents of select members of the press, not WikiLeaks. I think they've kind of teamed up now, though, but I don't want to say anything wrong. He said that twice, so glad to correct that. Also, you can watch this show and listen to the other shows on our radio link, or go to our front page, lower left side, and all the Blog Talk shows are there. So thank you for being here. Our next encounter is going to be Sunday, Blog Talk Radio. Jill Mattson is going to be here. She finally finished her book, Lost Waves of Time. And so if you have questions for her about ancient healing, she is a walking set of encyclopedias.
She's a full Britannica.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's just amazing. Always fun.
So we will be talking to her on Sunday. And thank you for being here.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. See you Sunday.